College football players are willing to go through a lot to make it to the NFL, but should questions about whether they're gay or straight have any role in the scouting process? Colorado tight end Nick Casa says team reps at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis asked him questions such as, do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? And do you like girls? The NFL now says it will look into whether these questions violated any laws or league policies.
Well, joining us now, Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and consultant for ABC News. Good to have you back, Christine.
Great to be with you, Sean. Veronica.
Well, you know, usually the combine, we're hearing stuff about vertical jumps and times in the 40. This is a whole different world here.
It certainly is. And it came to my attention yesterday through a blog post from a pro football blog that Sean basically described what Nick Casa, this tight end from Colorado, told a Denver radio station about the questions he was asked. As Veronica said, do you have a wife? Do you like girls? I called him and chatted with Nick Casa, who I'd never spoken with before, later last night, and he is very concerned, obviously, as a young man, about this story becoming such a big deal. And, you know, he's afraid, I think, about what his draft stock, which let's hope that there's no impact on him. But even as he said, he's hoping that it can kind of blow over. He then reiterated the questions, which were basically those same kind of questions. So he's standing by that part of it, even if he unwittingly unleashed quite a firestorm.
Is this all about Notre Dame's Manti Te'o, or is this just par for the course to get into the NFL?
Well, Veronica, I think the Te'o story and the questions coming off of the fake dead girlfriend hoax, you know, there no doubt he's dealing with a lot of questions about his life. But when I talked to the National Football League about this and the National Football League Players Association, groups that often do not agree on much of anything, they agreed completely on this issue, which is to say, they told me, and we have this in my column in USA Today, it's still online, folks can check it out, is that there's no doubt this is illegal. Under the collective bargaining agreement that the NFL has, you cannot ask these questions as a prospective employer. So in this case, whatever we think is right or wrong, the reality is the NFL and their Players Association are both saying this is illegal.
All right, Christine, we'll talk more about this in the future. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks very much.
Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and consultant for ABC News.